Donegal's Nicky Rackard Cup campaign came crumbling to a finish in Port Grattan in Askeen on Saturday afternoon. Monaghan won 16, Donegal won 12. A game dominated by Donegal in the early stages until Monaghan hit first gear and suddenly they took control with a stunning second half performance. Donegal got the ideal start inside the opening minute when a deflected effort from Jerry Gilmore when he blocked down Brian Flanagan's clearance that slitter ricocheted into the back of the net. Donegal a goal to the good. Coulter with a point and one from Davin Flynn had Donegal 1-2 to no score up after 18 minutes. But Donegal were wasteful. In all, 11 wides in the first half, a 4-4 in the second half, 15 in all. Monaghan finally got off the mark with a Fergal Rafter free on 20 minutes. By the break, suddenly Monaghan were back right in contention. Donegal 1-5, Monaghan 7 points. Monaghan hitting the last 4 unanswered points of that first half. Within 19 seconds of the second half starting, Monaghan were level through the excellent Mark Traynor. Lee Henderson had restored Donegal's advantage quickly with a free, but 3 unanswered points had Monaghan in front for the first time in the game. A brace from Lee Henderson in the 8th and 13th minute from Freeze had Donegal back on level terms, Monaghan 12 points, Donegal 1-9. But a super point from Brian McGuigan had the home side in front, a lead they were never to let slip away. And when Tadhg Campbell found the back of the net with 8 minutes remaining, Monaghan led 1-15 to 1-9. Donegal pushed, but they couldn't find a way through the rock-solid Monaghan defence, where Peter Traynor was superb at full-back, while Colm Egan also excelled at wing half-back. For Donegal, it's bitter disappointment. A game they got off to a great start and dominated, but wasteful in front of goals. Missed opportunities were left a-begging, and in the end, they were left to rue it. Final score from Inniskeen, it finished Monaghan 116, Donegal 112.